From Politico, Pentagon's estimate for Iran war grows to $29 billion. The cost of the Iran war has risen to $29 billion, a top Pentagon official told lawmakers Tuesday, even as the U.S. says combat operations have largely ceased. The estimate, provided by acting Pentagon Comptroller Jules Hurst at budget hearings in the House and Senate appropriations panels, increased from the $25 billion the administration told lawmakers last month and is still significantly lower than outside projections. The latest figure comes amid a shaky ceasefire, competing naval blockades, skyrocketing gas prices, and declining public support for the war. A lot of that increase comes from having a refined estimate on repair and replacement costs for equipment, Hurst told senators, testifying alongside Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Joint Chiefs Chair Gen. Dan Kane. That cost is largely driving the $4 billion increase, Hurst said, but the estimate also includes operational costs and munitions. The latest tab still doesn't include the cost of repairing U.S. facilities in the Middle East, which sustained damage from Iranian counterattacks. We don't know how those bases would be reconstructed, and we don't know what percentage our allies and partners will pay for that reconstruction. But Democratic senators seized on the latest estimate, arguing the administration is lowballing the cost of a war with no clear end and relying on Congress to pick up the tab. Patty Murray of Washington accused the latest numbers of being suspiciously low. You're spending families' hard-earned tax dollars on a war that many strongly oppose, and you're forcing many to pay more at the pump. And yet you're not even providing a real breakdown of the cost of this war so far, are, she said. We don't know what our future posture is going to be, Hurst said. The top Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee, Sen. Hegseth, argued that the costs were outweighed by the risks posed by Tehran. What is the cost of Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon? Hegseth told Murray. This president has been willing to make a historic and courageous choice to confront that. It comes with costs, and we recognize that. Hegseth, Kane, and Hurst were making the final public pitch for the Trump administration's record-breaking $1.5 trillion defense budget at the House and Senate Defense Appropriations Panel's back-to-back hearings Tuesday morning. That blueprint doesn't account for an expected supplemental funding request to cover the cost of the Iran war. The White House hasn't yet sent lawmakers a request, but reports since the war began range as high as $200 billion for the potential supplemental package. Democrats argued the Pentagon has provided far too few details of the 10-week conflict. You're coming up and asking for another significant supplemental, said Sen. Jack Reed, DRI. And before we can, I think, reasonably appropriate additional money, we have to find out how the existing appropriated dollars have been spent.